A word for you from 1 Samuel 25, verses 10 and 11. And Nabal answered David's servants, "Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants these days who are breaking away from their masters. Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I've killed for my shearers and give it to men who come from I do not know where?" Well, here is the obvious sign that Nabal was an utter fool, and God wants us to know that. And David got to know it. In fact, David became very angry. Despite this failure, perhaps on David's side, it is an expression of the justified anger of God against us sinners when we act in such foolishness, when we should be grateful. You see, one definition of foolishness is to be ungrateful. That's why we read in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Did you notice in the text how many times Nabal said, "my"? He was utterly self-centered. He was the supreme narcissist of the day. And it was to be his death sentence. David almost killed him because he sent all his men then to go and kill him. But God intervened soon after that. You see, Abigail intervened to stop because of her wisdom, her humility, her kindness. She begged David not to do it, but God soon afterwards did it. And it rid the earth of this fool, Nabal. An ungrateful person, one who does not see the obvious, the things that we should be thankful for, it turns us into fools. Siyiziwula uma singenakho ukubonga enhlizweni, futhi siphimisele ukubonga kuNkulunkulu. Here Nabal had the honor of being able to feed the men of David, the future king of Israel. He would have actually served David. Just think of it. David would have forever remembered the house of Nabal. But instead, he wrote his own death sentence. Kushuguti, singati unapali, wazibulala yena ngobuwula bakhe.